Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bill Hunfield. Batting second. The center fielder, Red Barnes. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Sisel. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Carraway. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Pat Carraway. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Rube Wahlberg. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Rube Wahlberg. And now, play ball. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes strikes out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds bunts between the mound and first base. Wahlberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Reynolds for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop strikes out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a pop-up towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisel hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Miller reaches second base with a double. Fox goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a fly ball into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Caraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caraway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hunfield hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. Bishop hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cochran. The throw from Berg and he is safe. Cochran steals second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0-for-1 in the game. Barnes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Barnes for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-1 in the game. Jolly hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Reynolds moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-1 in the game. Cecil hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-1 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. Jolly moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, White Sox. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Cochran for a passed ball. Jolly moves to third. Clancy moves to second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com takes first base on ball 4. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-1 in the game. Berg hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Berg reaches second base with a double. Jolly scores. Clancy scores. Com goes all the way around to score. Three runs are unearned. It's 5-1, White Sox. Pat Caraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caraway is 0-1 in the game. Caraway strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a line drive into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-1 in the game. Dykes strikes out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-1 in the game. McNair hits a fly ball into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Shore's now pitching. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hunfield hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0-2 in the game. Barnes hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-2 in the game. Jolly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to second. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-2 in the game. Cecil hits a line drive, foul, into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Kesey pinch hits for Bill Shores. Jim Kesey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kesey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dib Williams pinch hits for Max Bishop. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-2 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cochran hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Cochran reaches second base with a double. There goes Haas trying to get to home. Reynolds throws the ball into Cecil, who relays the ball to Berg, who tags Haas, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dib Williams now playing second base. Cy Perkins now catching. Jack Quinn now pitching. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Com reaches second base with a double. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Berg hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Berg reaches second base with a double. Com scores. It's 6-1, White Sox. Pat Caraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caraway is 0-for-2 in the game. Caraway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Berg moves to third. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hunfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, White Sox. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Garland Braxton now pitching. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykes strikes out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from Berg and he is safe. Fox steals third. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair takes first base on ball 4. Miller moves to second. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0-for-3 in the game. Barnes takes first base on ball 4. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a line drive into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Barnes. The throw from Perkins and he is safe. Barnes steals second. Bill Sisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisel is 0-for-3 in the game. Sisel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barnes scores. It's 7-2, White Sox. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sisel. The throw from Perkins and he is safe. Sisel steals second. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Clancy hits a line drive into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 3 in the game. Haas strikes out. Two outs. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Com hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got 4 RBIs. Berg hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Garland Braxton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braxton hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons strikes out. 1 out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Fox strikes out. 2 outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Miller hits a pop-up towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hunfield hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Barnes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Barnes moves to second. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 3 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Braxton fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McNair hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pinky Higgins pinch hits for Jack Quinn. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.